Welcome to Samara Mo's audio experience, where we explore the latest trends and strategies in business and entrepreneurship. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the Blue Ocean Strategy, a groundbreaking concept that can help businesses create uncontested market spaces and competition, and make competition irrelevant. But first, what exactly is the Blue Ocean Strategy? Developed by W. Chen Kim and Renee Maubert, forgive me, Renee, hope I pronounce the name properly if you're listening to this podcast, it is a framework that encourages businesses to focus on creating new markets instead of competing in existing ones. The Blue Ocean refers to unexplored and untapped markets where there is little or no competition, and where a business can create value for customers by offering something unique and innovative. So how can businesses apply the Blue Ocean Strategy in practice? Let's take a look at some examples. The first example is Cirque du Soleil, the Canadian entertainment company that revolutionized the circus industry. Instead of competing with traditional circuses, Cirque du Soleil created a new market space by combining elements of theater, music, and acrobatics to create a unique and immersive experience for audiences. By doing so, they attracted a new customer base and were able to charge premium prices for their shows. Another example is Airbnb, the online marketplace for short-term lodging. Instead of competing with hotels, Airbnb created a new market space by allowing the owners to rent out their properties to travelers. By doing so, they offered a more personalized and authentic experience for travelers, while also providing a new source of income for homeowners. So what are the benefits of using the Blue Ocean Strategy? Well, for one, it can help businesses escape the red ocean of competition, where everyone is fighting for the same customers and profits are very limited. By creating new markets, businesses can tap into new sources of demand and revenue, while also setting themselves apart from the competition. But it's important to note that creating a Blue Ocean Strategy requires careful planning and execution. It involves identifying untapped customer needs and pain points, developing innovative solutions, and communicating the value proposition effectively to customers. But if done right, it can lead to long-term success and growth for businesses. Well, that's all for today's episode on the Blue Ocean Strategy. Thanks for tuning in to your Samara's audio experience. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode on the latest trends and strategies in business and entrepreneurship. Until then, keep innovating and creating your own Blue Ocean.